Hey, congrats on your win this weekend.
Appreciate it.
Did you see how close my team came back?
Yeah.
Fingernails.
Needed that, though. I needed that right there. That's going to put me in like fourth or fifth place.
The Bills billed me.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram.
You got
31. Bills. Come on.
Got Buffalo.
So what is your team?
Bo Levi's here, folks, and he stomped me. Well, he didn't stomp me.
Bo Levi's won two in a row.
But more than that, he got off the mat at what, 0-3?
0-3. Then I won four straight, then I lost one.
5 or 6 cents.
With Ryan Fitzpatrick as your quarterback.
Half a point, yeah. Yeah, put Fitzpatrick in the quarterback. That was nice.
That's not nice.
Solid 10 points. Yeah, fifth place, 6-4.
Why are you here?
What are you doing?
Shouldn't you be watching film?
Breakfast television, man. That makes me come here and hype it up.
You don't have a face for TV.
I know, I know. I keep telling them that. I told them I got a voice for radio, but not a face for TV.
That's a violation.
All right.
Oh dear.
Go ahead. Let's hear the Costanza jokes. Let's hear it. All right. Just so all the radio listeners know, all three guys in here are taking pictures of my wallet right now.
It's because it's the size of a bloody sub.
It's bigger than my hand.
Is a massive Costanza wallet.
What is that?
Now, if I got my passport, man. I'm American. You can't go anywhere without it.
Oh, yeah, because in Canada,
I don't want to get deported.
Everywhere you go in Canada, where's your passport? Can't let you in.
Can't cross the street without showing your passport.
Did she require your passport to enter the building?
The security officer asked me for my passport when I walked in.
Judging by your reaction, this is not the first time you've
It's not, man. Mark Mueller, running backs coach, every time he sees it.
Well, it is a thing of beauty.
It's massive, by the way.
You don't want to carry around a purse, I guess, but you can just carry that.
Man, there's only like 8 cards in here. There's a passport. Couple bills.
Your hips are going to like fail on you when you're 40. Well,
They are. I get them worked on all the time. I get them worked on all the time.
You can put a strap on that and wear it over your shoulder. That thing's huge.
Jeez.
Oh, man. See, love coming in at 9:60 in the morning. Your wallet's pink.
Do me this.
That's not purple.
Do this, though.
He said that's purple.
Go through that and let us know what's in there.
It's too much.
What card? Because you got a lot of cards. This is not just a passport thing. So there's your passport.
That's the passport. What? That's not as big as my hand.
Is that a pen? Do you have a pen in your wallet?
There is a pen.
Wait, there's a pen?
You have a pen in your wallet. Hey, all right. So listen to this.
Does it work? So for all the autographs you have to sign?
So it got used for the first time the other week. And I've had this wallet for a solid like year or two now. And it got used for the very first time. I opened my wallet and Miranda, one of my business partners, was like, man, I don't have a pen. And I'm like, wait, you don't have a pen? I was like, I got you.
Been waiting for years to use this.
This pen has ever been used. And I thought it was going to get used all the time. It never did. But you know what it does do? This gets me stopped in the airport every single time I go through.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I never think about it. Like, sir, do you have anything on you? I'm like, no, I don't. And every time they take it out, like, what is this? Like, it's a pin. Like, okay, we're going to have to go through it.
Okay,
like,
so what cards have you got?
Like, I just want to know. Knife in there?
Man, here we go. All right.
Be careful.
So between credit cards, so you've got your
credit cards, movies,
some business cards.
Got the ID.
Driver's license.
Yeah. What is that?
I've got the car wash flex pass. I bought five.
Very thrifty.
I have my Shoppers Optimum card. Very Canadian of me.
Yeah.
My college SMU ID, because I obviously still need that.
Of course, yeah.
My escape card.
So proud.
Don't need that.
To play games at Cineplex. Because me and my wife play a lot of games. Stuff McKing, I've never used this.
Do you have time to go to movies?
All the time.
Kids?
Okay, what's that? All the time.
Sport Check gift card. Still haven't used it. Another gift card, Spelumbo's gift card.
You got a lot of
membership. I mean, guys, this is another car wash. Just in case I lose the first one.
Here's an idea for you. Like, if you're going to wash your car, the car has to be there. Leave those cards in the car.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that'll save you.
And then on the other
few
half.
Inches on the wallet.
Okay, and then that's half of the wallet.
It's not even half because I see some cards behind there. That
some Yankee cash,
just in case you're going out of Montana.
And then we've got. I get handed a lot of cards. Like,
You're very.
Something my wife drew for me, like, the day we met.
Okay, that's cute.
You know, sentimental, I know. I have my Social Security card in here, just in case I get deported. My Alberta health card.
Need that.
Yeah, you can't keep those things.
Your Blue Cross. Just
Alberta Blue Cross, just in case I go back to the States and something happens to me. Picture of my gorgeous wife from high school.
Now you realize that stuff you could put in, like...
Social insurance card. No, see, that's the thing, is I have to keep all the stuff next to me. Now that I'm looking at it like this, it looks like a decent amount of stuff.
Yeah, that's like a whole table full.
That is a disaster.
Man, I'm so glad I came
and that
here
wallet
to see you
guys. There's still stuff in it.
Yeah, it's not empty.
So how about the West Final this weekend?
How about the West Final, Bo? How about it?
Man, looking forward to it, honestly.
Okay, so what's going on?
I guess I can throw away some of these.
No, we're going
hotel
to talk
cards.
To you now.
Yeah,
we're talking to you now.
Done with
we're
the hotel.
Oh, well, now you're throwing stuff out. So you don't want to go into the playoffs on a losing skid.
Who doesn't?
What's going on? Are you worried about it at all?
Not at all. Why would I be? I mean, if I was worried about it, there's no point to show up. You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, the last couple of years, all I've heard is how great we've been in the regular season. And sometimes we get it done in the playoffs, sometimes we don't. And you know what? The positive I can pull from this, and I think as athletes, you got to know, you got to find a positive to pull from it is, I think guys are locked in now. I think guys are focused and they have a little bit of fear in their minds. And I think that's good.
Pissed off.
You see guys in the weight room right now. Like the guys are throwing five plates on each side on leg press because they're just mad. They're just ready. That's not me. I'm not doing that. No. That's Micah Johnson doing stuff like that. But that's what I'm saying, man. I think there's a different feel in the locker room right now, and it feels good. It's kind of funny because I smile kind of going throughout the locker room because you see guys just mad, locked in, talking about football all the time instead of talking about, you know, some video they saw on World Star Hip Hop or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're locked in. And, man, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to come out and smack pads a little bit.
How's Messam?
As far as?
Well, it's just because he was real strong and then bumps, bruises, got battered a little bit. And
that
then
snowy game was tough for him, too. He couldn't get his footing, it seemed.
Yeah, I mean, I think some guys wore the right cleat, some guys didn't. You know, and I think you got to try those things out. And I think he wore the Cadillacs last year in the snow, and he wanted to try these ones out. Honestly, though, I mean, body-wise, man, that guy, he's been pushing through some stuff all season,
yeah.
And it's pretty impressive what he's been doing. But I think he's feeling pretty healthy. He's got it looked at. Everything feels good. I think he's feeling pretty solid and ready to go.
So what, obviously, with the Eskimos, you see them throughout the year. They're close. You can watch. You watch all the games, I know. What's, I guess, for you on the offense? What's the concern, or what would be the thing that's the one thing we need to address, or we need to keep mindful?
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking to Edmonton's defense, you have to talk about their front. Their front four is one of the best, and really, I mean, you look at the rest of the teams that are in it. I think that's one of the things that kind of carry teams to playoffs is that front line,
mm-hmm.
And they've got one of the best. They obviously have Odell, has been doing it for years, and he's just one of the savvier players out there. But you got Sewell, who can change a pocket. And that's what a difference maker is. Same with us with Micah. Is you got a guy that can push up front. You know, you can try double team. He'll split double team some every now and then. And that's when it becomes a quarterback's job just to make a guy miss. And you can't ask our O-line to be perfect all game because it's not going to happen. You know, they've got – not only is their starting four good, they've got three guys behind them that are very, very good. You know, they've got a first-round draft pick in Boateng, who I think was their rookie of the year for them. That's you know, second mm-hmm. or third string, and he comes in and he's pretty hot. So, yeah, man, you got to handle their front. They're good on the back end. They added Grimes, who's an amazing player, you know, went down the NFL for a little bit. But, yeah, man, I mean, when you're talking about the defense, the front four, if you don't stop that, you're going to have a long day.
And it's very much it happens every once in a while with running backs. The guy's kind of available, discarded by another team, and then shows up somewhere. It's like, how did the other team not watching Winnipeg try and stop Gable was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen. It was absolutely, if I were Winnipeg, I'd be just embarrassed to walk through public today.
Yeah.
Cause man. He ran roughshod over and over. They could not stop him.
Man, Gable is, he's been a back. He's been very good for a while in this league. And when I saw that was one of those surprising moves. When I saw that, I was like, man, they just got a piece for their playoff run right there. You know, I mean, John White's a guy that you definitely don't want to have to play every game. And, you know, he's obviously been out this year with an injury, but, for them to be able to replace him like that with Gable it's pretty impressive because he's a good guy, man. He's one of those runners that you can watch him spin off three different people in one run. And you saw it on that run where I think it was like 20, 25 yards.
Oh, it's dumb. I mean,
it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, when you have a guy like that, they can make guys miss, man, in the playoffs, especially in this footing. When you make one or two guys miss, sometimes you get to go to the house.
How would you grade your offense this year?
Beginning of the year, I'd say, I think it's just been a little bit going downhill.
The rhythm's been tough, right? It seems like it's just tough to get in a groove for you guys the last month or so.
Yeah, honestly, man. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. We started out really hot. I mean, against Ottawa, we put up, 45 points both games, and we're in a shootout.
And you were first strike, right? Like, first down, we're going deep.
Yeah.
And either it was a reception for a ton of yards or a touchdown. And it's been a while since we've seen that.
Yeah, it's been difficult to keep our consistency, I think. And I think once that happens, it's the same in hockey as well. To me, when I watch it, you got some of the best players in the world. Sometimes when they have the puck, you're thinking, oh, this guy's going to, score. He's going to hit off the crossbar, but the goalie's not going to touch it. Mm. But all of a sudden, they start hitting it outside the net, and you start questioning the guy, and the confidence gets there. And that's the thing for us is, we've got to find that confidence again. I think we found it the second half at Edmonton. We came out, scored the very first drive. We drove 90 yards down the field and scored, gave up the lead. And then we drove in the last minute of the game down there and converted 2 third downs to win the game. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of found something there. I think we felt good about that. And obviously, I didn't play last week. Buck got to get in there start. And I don't think we lost anything from that because I think guys know, when we have all our guys in there, we feel pretty good about who we are. We've got to be able to come out and strike. You saw Edmonton's offense, man. They're they're finding things right now. And even though, Winnipeg's defense gave up some very open touchdowns, the fact is that they're finding them. The receivers are getting to the right spot. The quarterback's finding them. And then they're getting time to throw it. So as long as we do those things, man, I think we'll be all right.
What was your week like? For the team and for you specifically, what have you been doing for the last 8-9 days?
Yeah, so we only got like 4 or 5 days off. And then Dave brought us back in for 3 days of practice, and we basically created a game plan that fit both teams, plays we'd like to run against both teams just in case whoever won, and we just practiced the heck out of them. I thought we looked really good, honestly. First 2 days, offense was outstanding. We were hitting on all cylinders. We're catching touchdowns left and right. And then day three, defense really stepped up, and we had a battle day, which was kind of just compete one-on-ones, and it was nice. And I think that's bringing that confidence, and it's also getting those guys in the mindset like, hey, there's no more time to save your body. There's no more time for anything like that. It's playoffs. You're looking around at guys that are nicked up and stuff like that, they know they're going to, do something to make sure they feel okay for the game, and they're going to go 100% and give everything they got. And that's what I told my offense, man. We kind of held behind after that day three of practice, and for lack of a better term, I told them to grab their boys and man up. It's time to go out there and hit people. And if the lane's open, I'm going to run the ball. And if I have to lower my shoulder, I'm going to lower my shoulder because that's what it's going to take. If there's no time to protect the body or anything like that, it's time to, go out and give everything. If not, we're going to go out there and get our tails whooped.
Mike Riley, I always look at the quarterback matchup. I know you're buddies with Matt Nichols, but man, there's something about Riley. And I think you have the same traits. It just comes down to balls. Like you say,
He
has an ability to lead a team late in the game, second half, when they need points. More often than not, it seems like he gets them. Does that motivate you? Or do you worry about anybody else? You just take care of Bo and that's it.
Well, I think the cliche thing is to say, I can't do anything about what he does on the field. But I think as a competitor, as a quarterback, I know when I'm playing a guy like that, I have to be on my game. I know that if I'm not out there, putting up points and keeping him off the field, that he'll do the exact same. When you're playing a team that, maybe lost their quarterback and they're playing a rookie or playing a second string, you kind of go out and just focus more on your job and make sure that you don't turn the ball over and things like that. But, when you're playing Mike, when you're playing, Zach, when you're playing Matt, Trevor, Ricky, that you have to go out there and put up points. If you don't, you'll lose the game. So, you don't force anything, but you definitely go out there and understand that you've got to make plays and let your receivers go out there and make plays as well.
Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck. You got to fix this wallet.
I'll get my hip.
Don't throw your hip.
I'll get my hip checked out for the wallet.
That's right. You got to.
Holy Toledo.
You're just off a little bit.
Pitcher,
there.
Your wife. Holy
moly. Whoa, guy. Whoa, guy.
Jeez, Pinder.
Hopefully the wife is. That's a good compliment. I appreciate it.
Lovely lady.
How's the baby girl?
Amazing, man. Honestly, she's 8 months. On the night, she was 8 months. And, man, she's sleeping through the night. She's eating.
Oh, angel.
That's the thing, yeah. I mean, she doesn't nap very much during the day, so the days are, I come home from the wife, and she's, kind of see the nerves are kind of on end. Yeah. But she's ready to go to yoga and hang out, so trying to help take care of that.
You got
to
get into a hotel.
Oh, you mean this
playoffs? Yeah,
you, oh, don't worry, man.
You can't
don't.
Be staying at home, man. Oh. You got a playoff game. You got to stay at the get to the Westin, book a room for the rest of the week, and park your ass there.
Nah, I can't do it.
Sorry, hon.
Now the wife knows, man. She does an amazing job to kind of take over and allow me to, you know, be who I need to be on the field. She knows I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to get to the stadium, and
you don't have to.
And then I'm not getting back. I don't have to, but that's what I do. And I don't get back until 4, so she knows that it's been a, you know, 12-hour day by the time I get home. And she does an amazing job, man. She still cooks dinner, you know, feeds the baby dinner and everything. And you know, we put her down at 7 o'clock. She sleeps till 7, so she's been pretty awesome.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck, man.
I appreciate it.
Been waiting.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing when a team has a lead like you guys have had for the majority of the season in the standings. It's like, okay, well, when's November coming?
It's
still after October. Like, when does November finally hit? And now it's here. And
that's how we feel, man. We're ready.
Man.
Make sure the fans get out there Sunday, November 19th. Get out there. You know, last year in the West Final against BC, you know, y'all killed it for us. Y'all made it tough on BC. So make sure y'all get y'all's kids out there, get some tickets, put on an extra layer, and let's go have some fun.
Right on.
2:30.
Thank you, Bo. Why do you have two car wash carts? Like,
that's a lot of car washes.